Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Family Podcast with your two favorite brothers. My name is Sammy.
My name is Don.
And welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome, welcome. First of all, I need to say big up to everybody who's got behind the YouTube platform because it's starting to grow a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So thank you to everyone who's been a part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Continue to share, continue to like, continue to build this community, car. Yo, you guys are fantastic. I'm trying to find new ways to connect a lot of us together in it. I'm thinking of doing YouTube live shows, but I need more subscribers in order for it to be an experience. So tell your people, anyone who you think can get value from this, and let's keep it.
Hey, listen, yeah, if you lot don't start getting behind, man, yeah, then man can't do live shows for you, man.
No, they are, you know what?
We can't drink Henny together. Do you get what I'm saying? We can't vibes together.
They are getting behind
us,
bro.
Can't bust jokes.
They are getting behind us.
No. They are getting behind us, but man needs more. Do you get me?
I say nothing.
Yeah. Because, for example, just to let people know practically, 30 people, 40 people, you send invites to, some people are bound to have other commitments on that day. Do you get what I'm saying? Some people bound to be out of the area. You know, it is what it is, isn't it? But we have to fill a venue if we're going to do that, innit? So, you know, props to the people. Like, obviously, I don't want to make it like people aren't getting behind us, but, you know, we need more. So, hit us up, baby.
Look at this guy. Anyway, how are you?
Me, I'm good, you know. Can't complain. Life is busy, but, you know, always is. I think nowadays I'm thinking about how to work a little bit smarter, innit? Because you can just be pointlessly busy. So,
I've said that before.
Yeah, so you have to take time and think about, okay, over the last maybe year or 2 years, what have I actually achieved, innit? And if you can't think of something that you've achieved, then you've probably been pointlessly busy, innit?
And this is where journaling really makes the difference because...
Yeah, I started it for a little while, but for me, bro, like when I'm tired, yeah, like 3 o'clock is not the right time to be journaling. So.
Yeah, then do it the following day. See, my thing is, I also forgive myself in it for not writing in the diary maybe a day or 2 days in it. It's never been past more than 2 days, but I always forgive myself and then just go right back to the process. You feel what I'm saying? Because yeah, I feel like a lot of the time you can miss that day where you're supposed to be eating clean. You can miss that day going to the gym. You can miss that day in the discipline, whatever, and you use it as an excuse to implode everything. I've missed out on it, so the whole thing's gone now, and I'm not even going to bother with it. No, forgive yourself and get right back on the horse. If it's something that you're trying to use to cultivate your life and build a discipline around, it's hard. It's a new thing.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So it just makes sense to know that it's a hard new thing and just continue to do it. Even when you fall off. So yeah, man, if journaling is something that you actually want to do, in it, just continue to practice. Going back to what you were saying, that's a really good way to see where your improvements are. You know, if there were times where you were doing something and you made a commitment to stop doing it, and then you look through your journal and you just see your documentation, you can see it's a written transcript of your progression or your failures.
Can't lie.
It's very black and white.
When I first properly learned about journaling, I was like, you should have been doing this from the jump. If you started your life journaling, yeah, it would be a mezzaline. Like, my whole uni experience, yeah, documented by hand in writing, yeah.
You know, that's how some people write scripts.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people write scripts. It's how some people write films. They take these large chunks of their life that they've been writing down in diaries and whatever, and they pull it out there.
I mean, I have to refer to it retrospectively now, but, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But if I did it in real time, there would have been so many things that, like, I don't remember now.
Of course.
That I would have documented and just been like, yeah, this is wild.
Yeah. Because they were saying that with, like, eyewitness accounts in crimes and stuff. Like, people, a lot of the time, they think they saw things that they didn't see.
Yeah.
Or they miss things that they should have seen.
Yeah.
You know, like, eyewitness account isn't always the best thing.
I mean, I get lucky because I've got like pictures, I've got hard drives full of pictures and videos and stuff that prompt me to remind me of moments, but they only prompt me to remind me of the moments that are there. Does that make sense? So there will be other moments that were just as interesting that I may have forgot, or, you know, I've got to wait for someone else to bring up. But yeah, man, definitely
You know, I even think it would be sick here to do like a little like mini movie of like stuff that went on in Portsmouth in my uni, innit? Like, and then just go through different characters' lives, innit? Cause we come from such diverse backgrounds, but even now we still meet up today and people are like, rah, you man still meet up? I'm like, yeah, the vibes, it's lit. So yeah.
I hear that. Okay, now we're just gonna jump into this week's topic, innit?
Mm.
This week's topic, ladies and gentlemen, if you got kids, send them out of the room. I don't know why you got your kids listening to this in the first place, because you see the little E symbol? Little E symbol means explicit, yeah? And we don't always go there because we don't have to.
Mm.
But this one, I mean, it depends on how old your kids are. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about STDs or STIs. I know it's a weird thing for people to talk about, but I feel like my time in the sexual health clinic showed me that certain people don't know what are going on in it.
Yeah, like, do you remember, yeah, when people used to come in and be like, it's itchy. And you're like, did you shave? Like, yeah, that's why it's itchy. You don't have an STD, just go home, bro. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be like, what? And I think because we were born in this country and we had sex education, and in fact, we're guys as well. So like from the age of what, like 14, 15, 16, innit? Sex was all that was on our mind, innit? Just a normal thing to know that if you shave, you're probably going to be itchy for a little bit.
Yeah, nah, but I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
You don't think so?
Let me ask you a question, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you wish, yeah, that our parents had the sex talk with us?
Nah, that would have been awkward as fuck, bro.
I think that.
Yeah, nah, it would have been wild, bro. Like, I don't think, like, our parents in particular have the right panache to pull it off. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I've got friends who are jokey with their parents. Like, they could actually, they pull pranks on their parents. And so having those discussions.
You want to die?
Yeah, exactly. In our house, bro. That's, bro, you know what that is? What's that thing called that you're watching at the moment?
What, Squid Game?
Yeah, that's Squid Game.
I finished Squid Game, though.
Oh, yeah. So, you finished it?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah,
that's Squid Games, bro. Like, do you get what I'm saying? But you're pulling pranks on our mum and dad. You
red
must be
light.
Wild. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? But I feel like with some people who have that jokey relationship with their parents, innit, they can sit them down and start talking about that stuff. And I mean, to be honest, let's face it, innit, there's some family members like who, like, their son comes downstairs, innit, and their dad's like, they knew they were getting it in, heard the bed squeaking and all sorts, innit, and they're like, you have fun there, yeah? Do you know what I'm saying? But our parents are never going to be like that. They're going to come and sit you down and be like, it's disrespectful that you thought that you could jeet while I'm in the house or something. Do you know what I'm saying? So different worlds.
Like, go to the pub then.
Man, send man out his own yard. Boy.
But yeah, like, because I remember reading an article back in the day, innit?
Mm.
And it was saying that a lot of traditional parents feel like if they have the conversation or they start talking to their children about contraception and all the rest of it, that it's going to lead to their children being more promiscuous. However, there was some studies done in it and they found that especially women who had more knowledge around sex, yeah, they made wiser sexual health decisions in terms of going to get contraception fitted or having discussions around contraceptions. They were better at negotiating what type of intercourse that
I was about to say. It's
to
a
have.
Myth. Like, that's a myth. Like, you know, I don't know why people are so scared of that. At the end of the day, yeah, we know that when, like, for example, alcohol, yeah, when alcohol is put in the family from an early point, most children or young people don't even like it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the first time that, like, you think about the first time, well, I don't know if it happened to you, but one of our uncles gave me Guinness, innit? Like, and dad was like, yeah, like, you could just have a sip in it or something. I was like, this is so dirty. Like, why do you guys drink this when you can drink fruit juice?
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, I just looked
it's
at them.
Robinson.
Like, yeah, I was like, you lot are tapped. And obviously, because I had a and because I had a little sip as well, yeah, it wasn't going to get me licked, innit? As a young child, and I think I was maybe like 15, 16 or something. And that sip just made me think, yeah, this thing is nasty, bro. Yeah, I don't want to go near that. So, and the same with like our younger brother, innit? He's a bit like that as well, innit? When you give him alcohol, he's like, yeah, this don't, unless you do like a little punch or something like that, he's like, yeah, this is not the one. So I think that it just makes sense, innit, in terms of sexual health, that you would expose people to sex, like, I don't think it's the end of the world. I mean, I don't agree with people
who don't really have any control of themselves. Because, you know, young kid in it, have sex the first time. The difference is that alcohol doesn't taste nice. It's what comes after. So being yacked, do you know what I'm saying? And then people found nice ways to put drinks in it, cocktails and a number of other things in it. But if you're just drinking straight from the bottle, yeah, like nobody can tell me, bro, that alcohol tastes nicer than a nice Five Alive or something. Like, come on, bro. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, hard liquor, especially.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Hard liquor, especially. Like I say, I'm not a massive drinker myself, innit?
I am, and I'm telling you. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, if you roll with me, like, you know the deal, innit? Like, I don't drink often. Do you get what I'm saying? I just had to palm off a bottle of Henny and a bottle of Ciroc to Jay, innit? Yeah, for his birthday, innit? But, like, man was nursing those. This is my cupboard. I was like, fam, you need to get rid of these, geez. Yeah, because I wasn't really drinking them. I don't have big occasions, and I'm not going to back bottles on bottles. I'm not a big drinker like that.
Yeah.
Only when the occasion is...
Fits, innit?
Yeah, is right.
Yeah, man. No, I hear that. So, no, I just wanted to get your views, innit? And I think it'll be interesting to hear some people's views on whether their parents, innit, had that conversation with them. And how they think that's shaped their sexual life, innit? Because as an African person, it's like, it's almost synonymous with death, innit? Because you're like, bruh, so much is like, if you get a girl pregnant.
Yeah, that's all they're
so much of that conversation. And I think, yeah, that's cool. But it's like, you've told somebody point A and point B and missed the bit in between.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people, I find that a lot of people who don't get that information, they end up having kids young, or they end up having multiple abortions because...
Some people are just anxious though, bro. Like, they're just mad anxious that... So, like, I feel like for Africans, it's not... Well, from the home that I came from, I feel like the fear was that you was gonna enjoy chasing women and having sex so much that you would forget about your education.
I didn't think that.
You didn't think so?
I think African families, are regulated by other African families.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's how they get the fear in. So, for example, your dad isn't actually scared of you not graduating. Your mum and dad are not scared of you graduating as an African, They're scared of what your aunties and uncles will say about them for you not graduating.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing with the children, If you have children outside of wedlock, in some Ghanaian families, not all, the aunties and uncles, they get to chit-chatting, innit?
Yeah.
And they do that thing where they start, like, ranking children.
But the thing
is... Oh, you know this one. He's doing so well.
Yeah.
He's studying medicine. Yes, he's studying medicine. And the other one's like, can you get him to talk to my son? Huh? He's out here chasing women.
Yeah.
So you get that thing where they're all ranking each other and they're all holding each other accountable, and then they go home and they give that pressure to their children.
I was about to say, but the information isn't really correct, isn't it? Because it's kind of like, if you strap it up before you slap it up, and then you know, females on the pill, contraception, you know, there's room for error in it.
But you need to know.
But it's smaller.
This is my thing,
So you think that African parents don't know that?
No, I think African parents are not willing to have that discussion, which means you have to learn through either education somewhere else or most likely trial and error.
So then my problem is that if I bring home a youth, then that's your problem.
But see, because
you wanted to educate me in mathematics and English, but you didn't want to educate me in sex.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Facts.
But At the same time, you know, obviously you preach personal responsibility, but children are children. Like, when you're 16, literally all you can think about is girls, fam. Unless you're somebody who's ambitious or you've been set upon direction. So, for example, your parents have told you, like, you're a footballer, innit? Your coach has told you you're a footballer and everyone knows you're a footballer. And you're like, bro, I actually don't have time for girls, you know? I'm going to get more girls as a footballer.
But you know what? I feel like, obviously, it's hard for me to say in it because I'm not a parent in it. So, you know, I can only give my view on the outside looking in it. But I think to myself that I don't understand what the risk is when you educate someone and you give them the information. And it doesn't make you less
of an authoritarian. Like, I can have a son or a daughter and tell them that, yeah, when you have sex, you should protect yourself. Make sure you're the girl's on the pill and make sure that, you know, you have condoms, because you're less likely to contract an STD. You're less likely to also have a child in it.
Unwanted pregnancy, yeah.
Yeah. And at this moment in time, it wouldn't be good for you to have a child because of A, B, and C and the point that you are in your life, innit? And you live under my roof. Do you know what I'm saying? So I could always make sure that condoms are available. I could always make sure that the pill's available just in case, you know, the girl hasn't taken the pill or whatever. And, you know, just have a spare stash in it. I could make sure that you're not sleeping with every girl under the sun. Do you know what I'm saying? Because if females start just rolling in. I mean, let's face it, innit? As you said, children are cunning and all the rest of it. Could be like, yeah, nah, my mum and dad are a control freak, innit? So, you know, I'm going to jeep bare things, but let's go to yours, innit? Or let's book a hotel, innit? Those things can happen. But as a parent, you still would have done your responsibility to educate your child and to say, you know, this line that you're going down will lead you to A, B, and C. However, I don't mind you having sex in my property. I'm just saying that you're not going to bring A, B, C, D, and E, and F. Do you get what I'm saying? Every week.
It's a hard thing, innit?
Yeah, it is hard, innit?
Yeah, especially like...
But raising children is hard, bro.
Yeah, like, especially... You hear a lot of things come out of guys when they've had daughters.
Mm.
You know, like, oh, I learned how to respect women more when I had my daughter.
Yeah.
I've never been like that in the sense because...
Yeah, neither have I still.
We've been surrounded by a lot of women, a lot of our big cousins. Like, not just cousins in our age group.
I've got twin female cousins who are older than me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Big
so
ones.
I had to watch them have man. And I can't tell them nothing. Like, yeah, I want to be the big cousin and be like, bro, like, what are you doing in it? But they're older than me by significant years. Do you know what I'm saying? I can't tell a big woman cousin that she can't have a man because of my ego. Do you get what I'm saying? So I just have to hold it.
And you get to watch them, innit? Mm. You get to watch them. You get to see them be the people that they're going to be and that. And it gives you a context, you know, in terms of
no, definitely.
Women. And like you say, some of our cousins, innit? We won't put no names out there. They've been through heartbreak.
Mm.
And you see what it makes them feel like.
Yeah, yeah,
you understand what I'm saying and all of that. So you get this kind of knowledge.
And that was early.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. But that's a consequence of us having cousins who are much older than us, who are female as well. Because like I said, it's not just having women in our lives who are around the same sort of age as us. Mm. We had big, big female cousins as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, man. I think it's a tough one, innit? I think
definitely.
I've said to like Rox, innit, especially when it comes to faith, I think one of the best advice I can give her as a parent, because the whole you're going to be a nun thing looks good and it's all jokes for social media and that.
No, but it's not the way
stupid advice,
yeah, yeah, it's done.
Because they're not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying?
And even if
the girl, yeah, the woman who's given you your child, yeah.
Yeah.
Her dad told her the same thing.
Yeah.
And look what you did.
Yeah.
Do you feel what I'm saying? Mm. So it doesn't work, yeah? But I do think something like, especially when they're quite young, innit? The year and a half rule.
Mm.
Where it's like, listen, there's no contact, none of that, innit? For a year and a half.
Yeah.
And if a man, especially a young man, is willing to wait a year and a half, and be faithful to you when all of these other girls are running around, he might be onto something.
Mm.
And if you don't believe him after a year and a half, you slap another year and a half on. What?
Yeah. Can't lie. That's something like gym weights.
Yeah, but bro, what are you saying?
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know, I mean, when a dad comes in the room, it's like, yo, what's your intentions for my daughter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's mad.
You see, because if somebody's waited a year and a half, yeah, and this is something that we've talked about.
Yeah.
She could say, you know, daddy's, he's still here, you know, and he hasn't tried to pressure me into nothing. He hasn't, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
all of that stuff.
Hey.
Then you're like, okay, well, this guy, he got something about him, innit?
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. Because he can least control his urges.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do, yeah, as a dad is rough up some 16 year old kid.
Come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That'll it sounds
you
good when you're a little kid.
Yeah, when you're a little pen,
kid,
bro.
Yeah, when you're a little kid, like, it sounds good. Yeah, when man has my daughter in it, anyone who does this to my daughter, man's breaking their face, innit?
Mm.
But look how many daughters certain man them have mash up.
Bro,
It's crazy, isn't it? And you hear it, like, a lot of rappers say stuff like that in their songs, isn't it? That, like what is meant to tell my daughter now?
See?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Because you're a scumbag.
Bro. Yeah, but, you know.
You've still been a scumbag, you know?
It's the way it goes. But, you see, I think this stuff is important for me. Like, and I think just because of, like, I'm not scared anymore. Do you get what I'm saying? When I was young, innit? Like, the fact that I wasn't beating every girl under the sun, innit? Was a problem for me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, cause my boys were talking like they were running through things, innit? Yeah, and I'll be like, "Raw, you man's life sounds vivid, my guy." And I'm pressured thinking, "Raw, like, oh, man might have to practice how to put a Connie on, innit?" Do you get what I'm saying? Just in case.
J. Cole vibes.
No, yeah, bro, like, it was mad. But, you know, now that I'm growing up, innit? I'm like, yeah, you man have ran through things.
You know what it is.
You're worn out, tired and that. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
And you see, like, the drama that not having a control over your urges can cause some people, innit? And it's a bit mad.
Even, like, for me, like, the ability to not actively look for a partner. Like, I've seen people come out of one relationship and they're, like, in their head, it's just going, like, it's like, where is the next person? I need to find you.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? And I saw them on, like, social media as well.
Mm.
Because you get one week and they're like, "Oh, this is my boo. Can't believe my life without you."
Mm.
And then 3 months down the line, there's a new boo and you got the same chat.
People must think my page is dry, bro. The only things that you see here is me and my brothers, isn't it? And if it's not that, you might get an occasional post of one of my female cousins, isn't it? But very rarely do you just get a bag, like, done with a bag of girls, innit? Like,
Dan Bazilleran, like.
Yeah, no, it don't really happen. And even if I do, they're probably just my G's. And, do you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, like, I don't know. As you said, I'm kind of old school, innit? I'm trying to find a proper thing. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
someone to build with, innit?
Fam, as Potter says, fam, I don't want no girl that can't cook me a food. That's wild. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying that my girl has to cook food all the time. I'm just saying, fam, if you can't cook a food, like, and you ain't done that work, fam, what are we even talking about?
Yeah, not yoked.
Yeah, fam, not evenly yoked. Yeah, 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 unevenly yoked, fam.
Yeah.
And even the yolk's going to be raw as well, fam. Yeah, that's wild.
That runny stuff.
Alright, so yeah.
That's so dead. Okay, so in particular, I wanted to focus a little bit on the most common, like, I think it's the 5 most common STIs in and around the West.
Mm.
Because obviously, like I said, I worked in sexual health. You worked in sexual
health.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I think it'd be good to talk a little bit about that and give some people some information that maybe they didn't know, they didn't, you know, they haven't spoken to anybody about and stuff like that.
Mm.
I think it could be good for them. So let's go, yeah? The total number of recorded STIs in the UK in 2020, yeah, was 317,000 cases. So people testing positive for some form of STI. Yeah.
Fam, you lot are contaminated. Contagion. Fam. Do you remember that game?
It was a film.
Oh, is it? Yeah, there's a game as well where you had to infect, like, so you. Have you never played it? Bro. Hey, listen, my uni dons will know about this game, yeah? So, you, like, there's a game on the phone, innit? And you had to choose what kind of infection that you wanted, innit? And then you, like, each time you could, like, add certain things to it, innit? So it starts off as, like, a common cold, innit? And then you could change it, innit, to basically have this plastic coating, or it could travel by air.
Nah,
and your plan, like, what you had to do was infect the whole world.
Nah,
innit?
Nah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
so
it was
dead.
Mad. It's mad.
So
it was bare hard, innit? But there was actually a method.
This guy, it's bare hard.
Yeah, fam, I was trying to infect everybody.
Sounded
still.
Like some evil scientist.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, obviously, well, not obviously.
that's wild, though.
Yeah, so it was down from the previous year. So the previous,
basically, it was down.
Yeah, so the previous
2020. We was in lockdown, innit, it, from March.
So it was down from 467,000 cases, yeah, the previous year.
Fam, I can't lie. When you said that, my body felt fizzy. It's bad.
So the decline reflects a combination of reduced STI testing as a result of disruption to health services, leading to fewer diagnoses during COVID, and also people not meeting up with each other.
Mm.
To do the naked cuddling thing, you get me?
Right.
That's what's the main reason.
You know what we need to figure out?
The falling figures. It's not that people were on better behavior or anything.
Man needs to figure out when Tinder came in, yeah,
and then compare the STI rate from the birth of Tinder. That's what would be interesting.
But you know what? I was reading something somewhere and it was saying that, like, what's Simon's generation called again?
Gen Z.
Okay, so Gen Z, yeah.
Yeah.
Are actually having less sex than the people who were in our parents' era.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't have nothing to do. They were bored. You know what I'm saying?
No Call of Duty gets you moving funny, bro.
Fam, bro. No Call of Duty, no YouTube, no Netflix. Fam, was the Chinaman who shot at DVDs even around in their time? Like, in at the height of their time? He wasn't, was he?
No,
they never have DVDs, no Blu-ray, no nothing. They just have VCR.
No Bitcoin.
Yeah, their thing was dad out. No resellers. No, like, bro, you may as well just cheat.
Yeah, that's
fam. Some of them didn't even have heating, fam. Cheating was their heating.
That's crazy. Okay, so these are the big hitters, yeah? Chlamydia.
Ooh, I knew that one.
Yeah, chlamydia is just the big daddy, isn't it? When it comes to STIs,
yeah,
that's head honcho, fam.
That's wild.
You know, that's the big dog. So
any people listening who got chlamydia, yo, all the way gone.
Hey, listen, it's caused by the bacterium chlamydia trachomatis, and it's the most common STI in the UK and the USA. So the UK in 2019, 229,000 cases of chlamydia were reported. That's not to say that there weren't more.
Yeah.
It's just those are the people who came in, clinic, swab, do the urine sample, and then their test came back as a positive chlamydia test.
So people be asking the wrong questions. The girls are out here like, oh, would you date a man that wouldn't drive? Can you date a man that wouldn't cook? Fam, would you date a man with chlamydia? That's what you should really be asking, fam.
Compared with 1.8 million cases of chlamydia.
sorry. Rerun that, boy. Compared to what? I didn't even finish the statistic. I didn't hear the full statistic, but that number is wild, bro. Yeah. We just compared, 229,000 to 1.8 milli.
Yeah, in the USA. That's reported as by the CDC.
The States is huge,
yeah,
bro.
The States is massive. Yeah.
But still 1.8 million.
Comparatively, it's probably the same.
Think
about all of the states.
Yeah, it? Yeah.
And you think about how small the UK is, and the UK is still putting up big numbers, fam.
Yeah. Personally, like he's James Harden. Personally, still putting up big numbers.
Yeah.
Personally, one's LeBron James and one's thing. But 1.8 milli, that's wild, bro.
I couldn't find the latest, but in 2015,
61
million new cases occurred globally.
Bruh. You see when I say,
I just want to say something, 61 million is very close to the entire population of the UK.
That is wild, bro. You see when man says, that man's looking for proper diamonds and gems in it to get married to, This cannot run, boy. This cannot run, fam. You see, I just told you about my African parents, innit, who had man on lock from day, innit? That's wild.
Yeah, okay. So the population of the UK is 67 million. Yeah, 67.2 million.
That's mad.
And the new cases of chlamydia, not entire, chlamydia, 61 million cases in 2015. So you can bet your bottom dollar, innit, it's gone up by 2021.
What are you man doing though?
You know,
this is wild to me, you know.
So most people who are infected have no symptoms, and that is the reason why it spreads so easily.
Okay.
Because even when symptoms might appear, they occur weeks after you've been infected.
That's mad.
So you can't, you know, like sometimes
I'm acting like I didn't know this, but I knew that.
So sometimes you know when you've got a twinge in your shoulder or in your pec or in your arm, you've been doing heavy lifting or whatever. Yeah. The thing happened time ago.
Just describing my whole state today, but go.
You know, the injury or the upset in your body happened a little while ago, but you're just getting the receptors now. It's a similar thing that's going on when we talk about chlamydia. You know, so it's very easy to catch. And so I know that there's this thing about certain people being deemed as like sullied, innit? Just like, you have an STI, but it's actually it's easy to catch, isn't it?
Mm.
Especially this chlamydia one. It's easy because all it takes is one person who don't know and some unprotected sex.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's why you got to be careful. You have to be careful in your life, fam.
Bro.
Like, luckily, God's grace, fam. Man never had to, you know. But even if you have, just you got to try and take precautions, man.
Yeah.
For me, somebody who was always getting it,
mm.
Okay, now you got issues, innit?
Yeah.
You're a sullied, fam. You need to pattern up. Why are you slapping things so regular? You know, like, bro, there's people I know in the clinic. I was there 6 years. Yeah, mm. Man's first name basis with some of them.
Mad.
First name basis. Again. Like, you can't say that to them in the clinic. Like, again. But sometimes they'll say it to you. Here again. You know? Like, oh, wow. Okay.
You're
just making a thing of this now.
You know, like, when you're like, oh, fill in the form, hand it back. Oh, I know. Yeah, I bet you do.
You know, so, yeah, it is very, very common.
I like to see Dr. So-and-so. He's my regular.
Yeah. But you got to be careful with that because some people, they come for...
Yeah, for different things.
And some people have chronic conditions, which we'll get on a little bit later. Chlamydia infections can occur in other areas beside the genitals, innit? So the butthole, the eyes, the throat.
Wow, boy. You see, like, when people say things like walking STD, innit?
Mm.
It's actually literal with chlamydia, innit? Just ears, nose, throat, anywhere there's an orifice, is it? Orifice, is that what they call it?
Orifice? Yeah, orifice, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That's mad.
And so obviously, prevention, don't have sex.
The people aren't really doing that.
The use of condoms, learning how to put on a condom properly,
mm.
and having sex with people who don't actually have chlamydia.
The way man said that, yeah, it was like, man was teaching a class and, you know, he had to give people the basics. Like,
yeah, so if you go to a clinic, usually it's tested via a urine sample. They usually tell you don't pee for about an hour until you come to the clinic, innit? Because they'll want to take what's called a first catch urine sample from you, and they'll use that to do the testing. If it comes back, then you're either going to be given an antibiotic called azithromycin or doxycycline. And then you would have to tell any people that you were sexually active with, regardless of whether it was protected or unprotected, you need to tell them that you tested positive for chlamydia and that they should get themselves checked out.
I wonder how many people actually do that.
Yeah, and most of those people will be treated prophylactically. So the clinic that you go to won't wait for their result. They'll probably just give you the medication treatment anyway, yeah.
Mm. Are you saying Dr. Sam?
Hey, man did my time up in there, bro.
Yeah, bro, man, trust me.
You know? And big up to everybody. I'm going to put them out there. Big up to everybody at Mortimer Market because, you know, you guys put in solid shifts. I seen it.
Bro,
you know, man, work with them. I know that they were finished and sometimes the clinic was running way longer. Yeah, way longer.
Mm.
And they stayed and they were doing their job. You know, so respect to everybody at MMC, man. I love you guys. And yeah, man, keep up the good work.
Do you know what? Yeah, I just feel like, you see, gum clinics, yeah, they actually make the place like better. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're actually here for people, even stupid people, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Do you get what I'm saying? People that you've given the advice millions and millions and millions of times.
Yeah.
And like, we have to think about, at the end of the day, like, they're run on NHS money. They're just trying to support. And sex is a pleasure thing, fam. Like, let's face it, innit? Like, people use it for reproduction, but there's very few logical, like, super logical people who are like, I only have sex when I want a child.
But I've told you when I was reading the book, innit,
that
even being aroused, yeah,
can
cause people to do things and that take risks
that they wouldn't usually take. Yeah, exactly.
So it's in that state and knowing, you feel what I'm saying?
So, big up them, like, you know, especially when I think about some things, innit, like, as a human, sometimes I'm like, that's done out, fam. Just shut the clinic and let them suffer, innit, car. If you told them a million times, fam, like, if you don't hear, you must feel, innit, but...
And they're still there.
And they're still there, yeah, with the same compassion, empathy. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Even though you told Mr. So-and-so millions of times, do you get what I'm saying?
Bro, we had people that we treated
and
we said to them, you've just been treated, right? You are positive for chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Mm.
Do not have sex with anybody for 7 days. They come back in 2 days. I got drunk and I had sex with somebody else.
It's mad, isn't it?
You feel what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So, yeah, like I say, big up to all of them, innit?
What's that film called? Oh, now don't you ever do that again. I'll wring your neck, you know I will. Rover and Dangerfield.
Yeah, Rover and Dangerfield, yeah. Okay, so if that was the king, innit? This one's like the prince, innit?
Okay.
Gonorrhea.
Hey.
And gonorrhea is one of them things, like, it sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it just sounds like, I'm gonorrhea, I'm going to get you.
Yeah, it's buzz. So day.
So, otherwise known as the clap, if you didn't know, it's caused by a bacterium called Neisseria gonorrhea.
Can I just say, yeah, I'm so glad I ain't never had an STD.
Hey, listen, man,
this sounded so wild, bro. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So in 2019, 70,000 cases were reported in the UK, while 616 cases were reported to the CDC in the USA in the same year.
USA, yeah. my American listeners, you lot are wild.
Yeah, but like we say in it,
yeah, it's huge.
Population.
It's huge.
You know, like if you took somewhere, like if you took New York, innit?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure it's probably got very similar numbers.
Yeah.
You feel me? Just it's a massive place, man. Infections may involve the genitals, mouth, or rectum. Infected men may experience pain or burning urination with discharge or testicular pain.
And you man care about smokers and dankers.
You really out here throwing shots?
Huh?
No, do you know why? I'm just like, I'm not promoting anything, innit? Everyone's type is everyone's type and that, innit? But this thing to me seems like a big boy serious issue. I can't cap, innit?
Yeah.
And I'm like, some of you are worried about whether your man, do you get what I'm saying?
You know what? Yeah, but it is and it isn't, right? Because like I say, our health service and our men and women who work within sexual health,
are proficient.
Yeah. So you get treated.
But
you got to remember, like back in the day, these were things that you died of.
Yeah, no, so that's very true. And I think that's very important to bring home, innit?
Yeah. And so now, you know, it's like one of those things. You get it. You come to the clinic. You get treated. You go home. And in 7 days, you're fine. Literally nothing. Okay, sometimes things happen to you, innit? Like I've seen guys come in like and they're holding their things, yeah?
Ooh.
And it's wrapped in tissue paper.
Yikes.
Because it's just...
Yibba.
Hey, please. Leak it all over the place.
Sammy, bro. Why are you like this? Fam, that's wild, bro. Like,
you know, so, okay, sometimes stuff does happen to you. But you know what I'm saying? It's not like...
But I'm just like, it's so... Like, I don't know, innit?
It's inconvenient.
No, it's diabolical, bro. Man, it's inconvenient, fam. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been a fan, yeah, of this model that just because we can cure it, we can just do it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I get what you're saying. But again, I feel like some people just got sniped in it, and I think it's important to remember that because I've been in the room with somebody who's just found out that they're. Partner's a bastard, innit?
Yeah.
And
that's a bitter pill to swallow.
Yeah, and you know, they're being lumped with some people who just don't make good life decisions. You know, some people who are consistently in and out of the clinic because they've got no control and they got stuff going on, innit?
I mean, you need to,
if that makes sense. So I'm always very careful trying to say that, like, anybody who's had it, like, they're on madness.
No, see, I just wanted to clear that up. I know that's not what you're saying, but... No, that's important. That's an important
fact. Yeah, I just wanted to clear that up, innit?
But yeah, again, wildness. Some of you are doing wild out west.
Yeah, trust me. Infected women may experience burning with urination, discharge, and bleeding between periods and pelvic pain.
Not nice.
Those might be some of the symptoms. If you're experiencing some of those, then obviously go to the clinic. Or if you have like a specialist gynecology doctor, innit?
Tell them Sammy and Don sent you still.
Maddie. No, don't say that. Because they'll say, okay, well, you tell Sammy and Don to come in and get checked as well.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not that way, innit? Yeah, maybe not that way.
Yeah, don't besmirch my name.
Nah, I was trying to be a good advocate for good sexual health, innit? But that, you just that. Turned it into...
An episode of Blacked.
Sammy, bro. You got no chill today.
Oh, my days. Okay.
Shameful that I even know what you're talking about.
Hey, you know what? Big up to everybody who does not know what I'm talking about. Like, you're righteous, isn't it? You're righteous.
Okay.
All from Texas.
Hey, listen, I believe Texas get down, man. What are you talking about? Anyway.
Yeah, thing from Texas, isn't it? Beyonce.
Hey, and she talk about drinking watermelon. So you know how it goes. Okay. many of the people infected again have no symptoms or display symptoms after they've actually been infected, yeah? On rare occasions, gonorrhea can spread to the joints, and then you get something called gonococcal arthritis.
Boy.
Or can go to heart valves, which is called gonococcal-induced endocarditis. And this occurs in between 0.6 and 3% of infected women, and 0.4 and 0.7 of infected men. You know what's interesting about STIs in particular?
Mm.
They seem to have a more devastating effect on women. Like, so either the rates of the person getting them,
yeah,
especially in heterosexual relationships, the woman seems to get it higher and it seems to wreak more havoc on their bodies.
Mad.
Someone told me it's because women have shorter urethras than men.
Oh.
Men have quite a long urethra. So a lot of the time, the things don't make it up all the way.
Yeah.
But because women have a short one, it's easy for bacteria to just go, this is a short trip, you know, and then it just kind of wreaks havoc.
Mad.
Woe to you, innit?
Stress, innit?
It's mad. vertical transmission is also possible, mother to child, innit, if a woman has an untreated gonorrhea infection at the time of being pregnant.
That's sad, man.
Yeah, yeah. And so the child will obviously have to be treated as soon as it's born. The interesting thing, and it led to a bit of moral panic a couple years ago, is that many antibiotics that were once effective in treating gonorrhea are no longer recommended because gonorrhea has become resistant to it.
That's a madness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you've got like penicillin, tetracycline, all of those were standard things to use against gonorrhea infection. But now, like, you can't use them, innit? We also had something called cefixime, and that's got to a level where, again, it's not recommended as a first-line agent. So, people, the more you get gonorrhea, you're playing Russian roulette in it.
Man, so gonorrhea is just careful. Out here doing arms in the gym.
Yes, in it, arms Corleone things.
Yeah, bro.
So, as of 2016, both ceftriaxone, which is an injection that goes into your buttocks, and azithromycin by oral, like taking it orally, is the most effective combination for treating gonorrhea.
Mm.
So if you go to a clinic and you tested positive for gonorrhea, yeah, you're going to get a shot in your ass still.
At this moment in time.
If you didn't have one already.
Until it takes more steroids and then... until it takes more steroids antibiotics. And mutates again. No.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about the infection.
Oh,
More steroids and switches up.
Yeah, it's going to be mad, yeah, still.
Is there? Do you know if there's a rate of that?
How do you mean?
Like, does it mutate after a specific period of time? No, it doesn't.
It just
does what it
after
wants.
After a while.
Mad.
Seems to be a very smart bacteria, innit?
And just
very good at learning how to resist certain lines of, infections.
Mad.
Genital herpes.
Yes. I can't lie, I've done that on every single one.
Yeah, long podcast.
Yeah, long day. This stuff is wild.
So there's two types.
I just wanted to talk about plantain and J-Rice. And...
next time. We have to give people some knowledge as well.
Nah, right? Of course. Nah. I appreciate the podcast.
Yeah, man.
It's actually been kind of a joke as well.
Still. Yeah, you know how we do. We can't just do things like a boring teacher.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it properly. So there's two types, HSV, HSV1 and HSV2.
Mm.
Combined, their cases in the UK were 34,000, around about that. And then the CDC estimated that in America, there was 572,000 new genital herpes infections.
Can't lie, America going to be like, fuck you guys, man.
But again, they're
probably like, where's China? Where's India?
I'm talking about the West, innit?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people who like to watch Friends and that. You know what I'm saying? Let's not talk about no Chinese. Listen, I'll talk about no Chinese. He's about to get cancelled over here.
Hey.
Okay. So, like I said, there's two types. The HSV1 is more common around the mouth, innit? So, You got that face, yeah. Mm. I wish there was a camera on you right now.
Yeah.
But you've got that face. But that is basically what happens when you have a cold sore.
Yeah, I remember you speaking about this before, like us just having a conversation about this.
Yeah. So when a person has a cold sore, that's actually a herpatic outbreak.
I mean, you're not helping people.
I'm just saying, like, but see, and this is, but this is what's important because a lot of people look down. Some people with cold sores all over their lip, yeah, are looking down at people like, I would never have that. You know, herpes. You know, and they don't know that they got a line of them on their lip. You know, so we need to leave some of that high chest behavior at home, innit?
Can't lie, yeah. You see all the sounds man's made, yeah? Man could just rip them off of this podcast and use them as ad-libs still.
Yes, mad. And then obviously HSV-2 is more the cause of genital infections. However, you can get HSV-1 on your genital areas as well. Okay, so it's just important to know that just because you might have it on your genital area doesn't mean that it's automatically HSV-2, but it's most likely to be. Okay, so you first get vesicles, innit? And vesicles are like small fluid-filled sacs that appear on your skin. You know them things sometimes that turn up on your face and you pop them?
Yeah.
They're a bit like that. They appear on your skin, and the sacs can be clear, white, yellow, that kind of color. And then they break in it and they leave really painful ulcers around your genital area. Yeah. And that is your first outbreak. And usually your first outbreak is the worst. It's the most painful.
Yeah.
And so following a primary infection, the virus enters the nerves, migrates to the cell body of a neuron, and becomes latent, which means that you can't get rid of it, right? So if you have a, you have to have a, if somebody has a herpes test, innit?
Yeah.
They have to have a certain type of test once they're positive. Because if you do a usual test, they will turn out
positive all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, man.
So then you're just looking at...
So this is lifelong.
Yeah, so herpes is lifelong, innit? Now, the longer you tend to have it, the less your outbreaks and the less severe they are, especially if you're on medication.
Mad.
So, yeah.
You're saying one to talk to the partners about before you decide to...
Well, it's good practice if you have herpes in it to disclose it to your partner.
I wonder how many people don't.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Because, I mean, I suppose if you've had it for such a long time and it's just dormant within your system, I mean, you should still disclose it, but yeah. But
yeah, you can still have it though, like, because there's no cure in it. You have to be careful, and you can transmit it even when you have no symptoms.
So we out here flipped over a COVID vaccine in what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks or something like that?
And viruses are a problem.
And you guys aren't out here trying to figure out this.
Viruses are a problem.
Yeah.
A lot of these viruses we don't have a cure for.
HIV, do you know what hepatitis, it's
mad? All of this stuff, you know.
Imagine we've gone from big back TVs to flat screen, phones that can only dial out to searching the internet, but we're still stuck on medication.
Bro, it's mad. Like these pathogens that exist in it. It's like, I remember somebody saying in a podcast that I was listening to, everybody's so concerned with like an asteroid or the fact that human beings are going to undergo some civil war that ends up wiping out all of us. When really the biggest existential threat to human beings is pathogens. But just think about, what the coronavirus could have been like, if it had a higher mortality rate.
Yeah, it's wild.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I know people who had the virus, and nothing happened to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But imagine the fatality rate was way worse. It's like, if you got it, the chances of you dying were like 80%.
That's wild.
A lot of people would not be here now.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they would have had more of a health crisis than they have now. I don't know what
it'd
they
be a state of emergency.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it still was a state of emergency.
No, I know that, but
they probably have to bring the military out.
But what could you do? You can't shoot at viruses.
No, you can't. But you'd have to like just think about who you would have left. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think in that situation, people would be on permanent lockdown.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You do not leave your home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
At all.
They would have military and they'll be like, if you leave your home, you're dead. Because now you're threatening what could exist. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like every time you come out and you affect someone and they have a high mortality rate, you're essentially, and let's face it, this country care about their workforce and their finances, isn't it? So it's kind of like you're fucking with our money. Do you get what I'm saying? Like health service wouldn't be able to cope with the mortality rate. We wouldn't be able to have enough morgues to deal with people. They'll probably have to start cremating bare people, like whether you like to or not. Like fam, the country would be on its head, bro.
Yeah, it'd be a mad thing. So like I said, there's no available vaccine once infected because there's no cure at the moment. You would use paracetamol, whatever you used to say, and topical lidocaine to help with the symptoms. And then you can have antiviral medication, right, such as acyclovir, but that doesn't cure. It just helps with the symptoms of an outbreak. Yeah, so
we've got a lot of medication like that.
Yeah, it just helps for the time being, innit? And then you've got syphilis. Syphilis is kind of, it's one of them things, it's proper old, innit?
Yeah.
It's an old type disease, killed a lot of people, led to a lot of like disfigurement, because I'll talk about it, but there's lots of different stages of syphilis in it, and if left untreated, it just sort of escalates. Yeah, so the cases in the UK in 2019 were 8,011, and then the CDC recorded 38,000 cases, and that's both primary and secondary syphilis. Numbers are quite low, like I said, people are very good at, our health care services are very good at kind of trying to treat this and stuff like that. So there's four different stages: primary, secondary, latent, and tertiary. Primary syphilis is acquired by direct sexual contact with someone with an infectious lesion, and then 2 to 6 weeks after contact, you get a lesion that appears at the site of the infection. It's painless, non-itchy, ulcerated, occur in other places other than, you know, your meat and veg.
Message on meat and veg.
The most common location for women is in the cervix. In the men, it's the penis. And in MSM, men who have sex with men, anally and rectally. So those are the number one places that you get it, depending on your orientation and your gender. Secondary syphilis occurs approximately 4 to 10 weeks after the primary infection, and it manifests in like involving the skin, mucous membranes, and of course lymph nodes as well. They may be symmetrical, reddish pink, and they're not itchy. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things about the syphilis. It looks real itchy, yeah. And another way to tell that you have syphilitic lesions, yeah, is it's one of the only rashes you get on your palms and on the soles of your feet as well. It completely covers your body and it looks like it should be itching you to high hell, but it doesn't. Yeah, man. Latent syphilis, defined as having serological proof of infection. You don't really have any symptoms by this stage. The World Health Organization classes it as 2 years after the original infection. And yeah, that's all I have on that. And then you have tertiary syphilis, and that can occur 3 to 15 years after the
oh wow,
yeah, it's here to stay. Yeah, it's a long-term partner. It might be with you longer than the person who gave it to you.
That's crazy. This sounds like when my G said to me, oh, so basically it's just vanity, innit? Because you said they don't really have no symptoms, innit, apart from the rashes, innit?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because remember I used to get rashes when I ate red meat, innit? And then she was like, why didn't you have, what did she offer me? I think it was curry goat. And I was like, yeah, I don't eat red meat. She's like, what happens? I was like, I get this rash. She was like, what happens with the rash? I was like, it's just there, isn't it? Like, she's like, does it itch? I was like, sometimes. She's like, so basically you don't eat red meat because you're just vain. I was like, fam, man's allergic to it. What do you mean, bro?
That is a unique spin on it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, trust.
And so, yeah, it's 3 to 15 years after the initial infection and may be divided into three forms. Gummatous syphilis, late neurosyphilis. That's what they think Henry VIII died of, innit?
Oh, man.
And, yeah, and cardiovascular syphilis. Because if you don't know, Henry VIII was out here. He was out here, you know? So
he had, what, 9 wives or something like that?
Eight
wives, yeah, mad.
Yeah, but even before that, he was a madman.
Bro, for a man
apparently he used to be slim. Like, everyone thinks of Henry VIII as this massive bolo guy, yeah? But that's how he got later in life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Before, he was like an Adonis, and he was just clapping cheeks for fun. I'm the king!
I was about to say, but for a man to have, you know, eight wives, like, you have to first conceive the idea of having eight wives, innit?
This guy is such a madman. He changed the religion.
Yeah, yeah. He changed the laws.
Entire
yeah, yeah.
country so we could get married again and clap foreign cheeks.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
Hey, listen, that man is a...
Yeah, it's mad. It's mad.
It's a crazy, crazy life.
And do you know what's crazy? Like, we talk about him like he is... Like, they don't speak about him like he's a very nice person, innit? But they speak about him as a historical figure who is of some sort of standing, innit?
Mm, well, he was, like, and I think the fact that he was so eccentric.
Yeah, but they don't teach you that. I feel like they don't teach you, like, how eccentric he really, like, I think.
No, but think about it. He's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had bear wives.
Yeah.
He had some of them beheaded. That's eccentric behavior.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like the history dulls it down.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's because of it's because of the teachers, man. Yeah, the teachers don't bring it to life.
Yeah, no, but it's like, when they speak about, like, I don't even want to get into this, but when they speak about, like, African culture, innit, it's like, oh, it's so barbaric, innit, the warriors with the spears, innit, who had to eat the dregs of meat, innit. Like,
bro.
And then when they talk about Henry VIII.
This is. You know what, yeah?
Yeah.
I went on this site, yeah?
Mm.
The World Health Organization, yeah?
Yeah.
And there's a section about STIs.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the picture
that
they've got on it. Sorry for anyone listening, I can't show you. But Don's reaction, if I know Don, will tell you everything you need to know about this picture. And I want to say, like, the World Health Organization, you should actually be ashamed of yourself still.
Oh, mad, like that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is bare anticipation.
Squid Game settings, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this picture.
Huh? No, come on, bro. No. After we saw the numbers up in America, fam. No, come on, bro. World Health Organization, come on, brother. Come on, bro. Like, what are we doing here? The World Health Organization, fam. Nah, come on, bro. This is wild. This is stupid. This is dumb, innit? I'm actually so infuriated, but like, I'm going to keep it PG for the
and
minute.
And you know, the thing is, you know already, like, you know this type of propaganda exists, innit?
And that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, we're in school, man was taught that Africans were barbaric, bro.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you would think, that in terms of, like, the brutalities of the Anglo-Saxons, and the brutality of African, do you know what I'm saying? It's just mad, isn't it?
Well, I think that, you know, the Viking era, which everybody seems to have this incredible fascination with, you look at, one, their morphology.
Yeah.
Their morphology was like a death cult.
Yeah, but they show the Hemsworth brothers with the blue eyes. And do you get what I'm saying?
Like, but yeah, it's there's mad. There's this narrative that they were big, tall, strong. They were good looking. They had long flowing hair.
Mm.
They had piercing blue eyes. Yeah. And that they were just a bit naughty with their axes.
Yeah, see.
You feel what I'm saying? When you read it, and like I said, they follow a death cult.
And they're like sex they're like, gods. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, they're like, I need to die on the battlefield.
Yeah.
Like, if you died without your axe or your sword, you couldn't make it to Valhalla.
Yeah.
Imagine. And that's supposed to be something that we look at and we're like, wow, that's so incredible. That's so brave. Mm. And so, again, this is what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of propaganda in the history.
Definitely.
We've sidetracked slightly. Yeah, I didn't want to make it about that. But
nah, neither did I. But I just
needed
to
show you in it to make, as well for validation, that I wasn't just, you know, because bugging, you know me, bruv. I hate having these conversations. I hate making myself feel like a victim.
I
hate all of that stuff. But that's wild, bruv.
Like, yeah, it is wild.
You're talking about one of the major voices of healthcare in the world.
Yeah.
And that's, that anyway. So
pussies.
And then you got congenital syphilis, which again is transmitted during pregnancy, during birth, and 2/3 of syphilitic infants are born without symptoms. But symptoms that can develop is enlargement of the liver and spleen, rashes, fever, and neurosyphilis, which is syphilis of the brain.
Yeah,
and that can turn you mad, isn't it?
Mm.
And also lung inflammation too. Infections in pregnancy are also associated with miscarriage.
Mad.
Yeah. Condoms reduce the likelihood of transmission during sex, but does not completely eliminate the risk, because if you have a sore and it's outside of the area covered by the latex condom, it may still allow transmission.
Yeah.
That is very true for herpes as well. Okay, so if somebody has a herpetic outbreak and you have sex with them, either unprotected or you're wearing a condom, but the lesion or the sore is outside of the scope of the condom, you can still contract it. So that's something to bear in mind. And then the first line treatment for uncomplicated syphilis, primary or secondary, is a dose of intramuscular benzophenine penicillin. Doxycycline and tetracycline are alternative choices for those people who are allergic to penicillin.
Yeah.
Some of the most famous people that have had syphilis, and they're all wrong-uns. Henry VIII, Adolf Hitler, suspected. Now, it was never confirmed that he had it, but he is suspected to have had it. Al Capone.
Well.
And the godfather of the occultist movement, Aleister Crowley.
Mad.
And for people who don't know, he claimed that he was the beast that was spoken about in the Bible. He gave himself the mark of 666, and he's also credited with writing the Book of Satan. And he had loads of documents about how, you know, I'm not even going to speak about it in it because I don't want to get flagged and all the rest of it. But some people call him the evilest man who ever lived.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah. It's mad.
That man had syphilis.
Yeah, well, while attending at Cambridge, imagine this dude went to Cambridge. Yeah. And he was always having sex with prostitutes. It's and mad. That's how he contracted syphilis.
What are you saying, Cambridge? You didn't lock that one down.
Hey, listen.
You lot got stories, fam. You lot should write a book.
You know, and so they're saying that he may have had a form of neurosyphilis, which led to his illusions that he was the beast and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, let some of your white people be the crazy people that they are. Not every day defending them with medication. You understand? Like, this dude, maybe that's how he was, isn't it?
Yeah,
he was raised in a very strict Christian household, and maybe he just rebelled.
Yeah.
Not everything about syphilis, my guy.
Trust.
You feel what I'm saying? So, I hope that was helpful. I hope that
was helpful. A lot of stress for me, boy. Can't lie. Like, my mental can't take too much stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why? Because I just, like, man loves blessings and vibes, innit?
Yeah,
and
then, so do I.
But imagine man's throwing a house party and everyone's just scanning the room for syphilis and, man, that's wild. Do you get gonorrhea and that, like, I want my G's to be in the environment. That's why I don't hang around people who are just mad promiscuous like that.
I hear that. But at the same time, this is real life
struggles, no, true, isn't it? That. And some people, as you said in the beginning, some people get cheated on, do you know what I'm saying?
And they contract
some of these. So, you know, there is another serious, serious side to it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's important to bring both sides because there's a lot of hoity-toityness in it when it comes to talking about these subjects. And it's like, I've never had it before and I don't understand why people get it.
Yeah.
It's like you have been extremely lucky that the person you've slept with or the people that you've slept with have been in a position to not have an infection.
Yeah. Or strap it up very well.
Yeah, or they strap it up very well. So we need to allow all of that. You know, and if you think you have symptoms, make a booking, go to a clinic, get yourself seen, get a clean bill of health. You know, if you feel like your partner's maybe stepping out on you, go get yourself a test. It could be the basis to get rid of him, you know, because if you're faithful and somebody ends up with a chlamydia test, that's a sexually transmitted disease. I've had women come into the clinic, like, yeah, but my boyfriend said it wasn't him. I was like, did you have sex with somebody else? No, it's him.
Yeah.
Like, don't give me chat, you know, because a lot of these guys, they love to sweet talk innocent girls.
Yeah.
Like, girls who aren't really in the loop, innit? Allow it. You feel what I'm saying? If they brought home an STI, guess what the S stands for? You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't get it washing their hands. You know what I'm saying? So, take care of yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
So that is where we're going to call it a wrap, ladies and gentlemen.
My name's Sammy.
My name is Don.
And we've been the family.
Bow. Cheers.